Kevin Collard, the Brule Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. Mr. Gibbons, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please silence and turn off all electronic devices. Roll call.
Commissioner Gidry?
Here.
Commissioner Malloy?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Payroll?
Here.
Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Okay, from planning, we got a variance request for Arthur and Whitney Soma. Okay, everybody got their minutes in their package? Do I have a motion or any corrections?
I'm moving.
Move by Ms. Payroll. Second by Mr. Sonia. All over the paper, aye.
Aye.
All over the paper, aye. Now we're going to do zoning, we don't have anything. Planning, we have a variance request for Arthur and Whitney Soma, 2610 Orleans Corners Drive, non-compliant, section 19.6, servitude encroachment, build a patio. Anybody here to represent them? Any comments from the commission? This is a routine, normal thing we've been doing.
They have a patio formed up.
Today?
Oh, the patio's formed up?
Formed up.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I need to abstain. Since you said.
Yeah, but you don't want to go pick up that, though.
Hey, well, not with my back.
So what is it, the bill, patio?
Yeah, on that back, side now. This is the patio, that area right there. This is the servitude, drainage servitude. Does anybody know if they have culverts in the ditch?
They do.
They do have culverts in the ditch.
Is that the side streets, is that the long?
That's part of Orleans Corners.
How far back?
I'm not sure exactly how far back, but it's part of.
Way back, it makes it.
Okay.
Was it the last model?
It's before then.
Before two.
I looked on the map the other day.
But halfway to town.
Answer before you get to Orleans West?
No, it is Orleans West.
It is on Orleans West.
Oh, okay, I see.
But it's Orleans Corners Drive, this street goes over there.
Okay, I see.
The numbers go down up to 33 or 34, so that's all at the very end.
Do we have any recommendations? Nobody here to represent?
Have they asked about you representing?
I guess so. No, we sent some stuff like this that we do every time. Patio or fence.
Did you say you have something in Orleans that they have signed already?
They have not signed, that doesn't come until after it's approved. But the approval is based on if they are willing to sign that agreement.
And, yeah, and give the variance.
Right.
If they don't give the variance, then they'll sign it.
Right, the variance, as I'm saying, is contingent upon them signing the agreement.
And they know about their agreement when they come to the application?
Yes, they do. Wayne and their officer.
I'm probably accept the variance as stated.
Do we have a motion to accept by Mr. Paul yet?
I'll say.
Second, I'm all the passes.
Right, that's right.
Based on that?
Yeah.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye, aye.
Okay, item B, we have a variance request for Aaron Daniel, 409 East Main Street, non-compliant, section 19.31828, buffer zone, to be exempt from fencing and shrubs around the buffer zones.
And Chief, my vote is in favor of no obstructions due to safety concerns. That is correct.
And he owns the property to the west and the north. So, only one.
So you need to never put it.
This is all his property, and this is where the pole is going to be. That's all his property, right?
Okay.
And he, this is his residential, and this is his, B yard.
Okay.
So where is the prop, the property is at,
This square right here is where the pole is in front of it.
Yeah.
This is his actual residence. He was building a house right here.
The neighbor to the right is?
This one?
That's.
Dale Lejeune.
That's Lejeune, huh?
Dale.
And he's okay with it?
Okay.
She's okay with it, across the street.
According to his application, yes.
Across the street.
With.
No, on the side.
What's on the left?
On the west side.
Post office on the left.
Yeah, right.
That's the post office right there.
That's the post office. That's the side street.
Right.
This is the, he wanted, the ordinance said he has to put a buffer zone here and here and here.
So he wants the buff, he wants to, he doesn't want to put the buffer zone by the Lejeune?
He wants to eliminate.
Right, he wanted to eliminate shrubs or fence or whatever, and.
For security reasons.
Security,
So you don't want to go over there when you can't see them?
Right.
He does have the buffer zone. The buffer zone is in place.
Right, but he don't want to plant shrubs on.
Right, where is the buffer zone? How wide is it?
5 foot.
So, you're talking about this whole east line?
Plan thing?
5 foot, right.
Right where?
Right here, this line, this is the 5 foot buffer zone.
That's as wide as it has to be.
5 feet. So you have 5 feet from the corner of that.
So what is the buffer zone, plant up?
Well.
Trees.
Trees.
Fence and.
Yeah, could be a fence. Or it could be a fence.
It could be a fence.
The setback requirement is only in the front of the building.
Right, that's right.
Parking lot, right on the front, yeah. Except for the.
45? How many is that?
45, see the numbers?
Yeah, it's big.
All around. Back, side, front.
Well, I think since the police department has said that they're in favor of that, it was probably a wise thing. So I'll make the motion.
That's it.
Have a motion from Mr. Travassos, and a second from Ms. Parnell. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
All those opposed, nay?
Aye, aye.
Item C, variance request for Stonewall Plantation LLC, 322 South of Bove Avenue, non-compliant, section 19.23, right of way. They want to allow trees in a dedicated drainage and utility right of way. Please, is that you?
Yes, sir. I have a 3 foot line, I came to be a surveyor from here representing Stonewall tonight.
As per the TND ordinance, we kind of have a little overlap here because we had an existing street. We came in, we put a TND next to it. As per the TND ordinance, we are required to landscape the street. When we got ready to do it, the sidewalk was kind of placed. We had to move the sidewalk further in because there's utilities that run down here. And water and gas kind of made a little zigzag line down there. So we had to kind of work with Turk and them on actually moving the sidewalk over. And I got one, yes, ma'am. And actually, it's at the 4 end of right here. We even installed a new junction and valve in at that place. But the water and gas actually run right along this edge. So we originally, the sidewalk was going to be right on here. We were going to put the trees back here. So we just swapped them. It's kind of got biased a little bit, and then we're actually doing a few other little things to kind of wrap up our one-year warning. So we kind of looked at it. Joy and the mayor kind of said, well, maybe we just go ahead and apply for a variance. You actually own this strip of property. It's a 10-foot strip that runs through here and belongs to the city if you ever had wanted to put a force main down through there to go all the way to the back. This would run right along the ditch along the back of Ori, all the way down through Laws' property to where the sewer pond is. So we have these trees which are over there, and we understand that, you know, we've already cleared out with the mayor and him, and the documentation we gave at the end of the thing that, you know, that's if y'all need to come in here and do some repairs or something, these trees get torn up, then we're responsible for them. It already happened once. We had two trees out got killed when the water and gas had to come in and fix a leak. So it's not a big deal. We understand that. But this is just keeping us in compliance with our landscaping ordinance.
How they gonna affect the power lines
These trees are planted. This they won't get this. They not get much taller. Okay. They will make it. See, you had a landscape architect design this plan with that in mind. Because really, like I said, really the trees are gonna go right in here.
Yeah.
And so we just flopped them. We put the trees here and moved the sidewalk here. And then gave us that little area to get our utilities in here. So one thing that nobody really understood was there's two five-octave cables that pass right here. You see that junction box right there? There's actually one of them that goes and feeds off the dial, and the other one actually feeds the scoop. Nobody even knew it was there. We cut it.
Oh.
So, you know, we cut it, we had it marked, and we cut it. We said, well, sooner or later somebody would come out and cry. Well, Miss Supple did. Miss Supple came out, and she wasn't too happy with me, but I told her, I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. We didn't know it was there. So AT&T came and fixed it. What we did, we actually encased it all the way across our property, all the way to the other side. We just put a 3-inch conduit pipe down and let them run it down through there.
So what types of trees are those?
Yeah, type of creeper. If I told you, I'd be lying. I really don't know.
Looks like creeper was there, but I think it's cypress
over here, along here. But these crape myrtles, that was part of the landscape architect and Dahl, Ryan came up with these. They purchased them from somewhere. And from I asked him the same question. First thing I said was, what about the power lines? So it shouldn't be much taller than this. They'll bush out, but you just trim them back. And he said, what it's going to do is going to make like a canopy that'll cover over the sidewalk and go out in the road a little bit. That they'll be trimmed out and stuff. So for like the massy tree.
Where do you have
cypress
trees?
Along the road here, we have some smaller Leland cypress that run along here. I think there's about five of them. Same, it's the same thing. The water and gas, before we did the surveys, we haven't come out and located the water and gas. And, you know, when you're doing stuff underneath the ground, nobody really understands. So they're trying to do their best. Well, water and gas people were actually locating those two fiber-optic cables, and they didn't know it. I mean, you know, there's no way for them to actually tell. So we moved our sidewalk in the front on purpose. We moved it out. Well, after we got down in this corner and we dug to make the connection, and we saw, well, wait a minute, the water and gas is not what we thought it was. And the water and gas is actually underneath the sidewalk going along the front. That's just how it worked out. It got mislocated by them in terms of, we understand that. That's not a problem. We said that happens. So we put those cypress trees on the other side, like this, on the road side also. We're actually getting a letter from the state. We called the state actually has a guy in charge of this, believe it or not. And we called him and we said, hey, look, we want to plant some trees in your right of way. He said, So we had drawn, let me look at it. He said, you gonna plant trees? I'm okay. He said, I love trees and I want more trees. So we sent it to him and he's supposed to be shooting a letter back to Joey, to the mayor, I'm sorry. And to the mayor about, you know, yeah, they, we have the right to do it.
Are they giving guys a side street?
I want to say the Leland's, I'm not sure. I can look on the drawing.
I'm in my front yard. It's got tons of weeds coming up everywhere.
I'm going to tell you, you know, a lot of people will tell me that. I've got four cypress trees in my yard. I got two of them that are over 30 foot tall. I don't have a cypress anymore. I guess I'm just lucky.
I would be.
I'm just lucky.
It crossed under the sidewalk and went into flowers.
Oh, I love mine. I love my cypress.
I like mine too, but
I get three of them planted in a little group. We're in the process right now building a tree house
on
my grandson. That's just some project. You saw?
But still getting wild.
Right.
They get, they, I tell you, mine actually grew a little taller than I wanted them to. They went pretty quick after the hurricane. Hurricane broke the top off of them, and man, they just took off. After
and made another straight shoot.
Yes, man. It straightened itself out. It jumped up about 2.5 feet, and it really took off after them. But yeah, I'm almost sure those are the Leland cypress up there, because I kind of remember them talking about it. Like I said, the landscape architect made the plan when we had to make the changes. Ryan was involved. I know y'all know Ryan with LNR, and Ryan was involved in, so they kind of made a few changes on where some of the stuff was placed and how we had to get some of the stuff in here.
How many sycamore trees you got in the circle?
There's three, I think there's three here, but I think all the way down the road is like almost eight or ten.
Any other questions from the commission? Or do we have a motion?
I move to recommend for approval to the council.
We've got a motion by Ms. Payroll.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Gidry Farden. 2 seconds.
Oh, I'll put it to you like this. I was at a meeting last night in Nipperville. Something I've never heard before. Actually, the council member, Barry Huggins, was there to talk to them about the DOTD and about signing a thing to try and get everybody on board with DOTD and trying to get them to step up our traffic problem. Guy made the, he made the motion and they had a unanimous second. So 11 people, and he put it down, it's a unanimous second. So that was the first time I ever heard that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all those in favor, aye. All those opposed, nay.
Please, before we leave the stone wall, has anybody said anything to you about the dip in LeBove? Needing a...
We actually had the state guy come and look at it, and he said he's fine with it. So the mayor and Mr. Wayne said they weren't. So what we did was we had to produce a little drawing. I had to get a guy to make a product. It's a self-leveler. Uh-huh. It's got about a quarter-inch gap in it, and the guy from the state said, if you try and put asphalt in there, you're just going to make a hump. And he goes, I know it looks worse, but he said, a hump is worse than a gap that's just going to just tear off. He said, that's what's going to happen. And I said, well, originally, we will flush. We must have a little bit of a sinkage. But the guy did tell me they make a self-leveling product. We're looking into that to see. Okay. I think what we'll have to do is around those four edges, you come in there and epoxy it just to make sure there's no gap. I don't think there is, but we'll just test it. And then you pour the self-leveler in there, and it takes it about 6 to 8 hours to dry and it levels itself. Now, that product won't work on, we don't know about traffic conditions, that's why we're trying to find out to get some material on it. If that won't work, Marshawn said they'll come back in and try and grind about 6 feet in front of it and 6 feet past, so that'll give them almost 20 feet, and then they can come back in and lay a thin laid patch on there. You know, I put it like this, both the state guy and the construction guy both told me it's going to be a problem if we do that. If we try and patch it to the top, it's better like it is, but the mayor didn't want it patched to the top, so we're trying to do our best.
Okay.
That's, we got a little punch list. One of them was to get this variance, the other was to get the letter from the guy from the state, which he gave us approval over a year ago. He just never sent the letter. Was a contact to state about that, and we did, and we actually met out there and got that, and then we had about two or three little manhole problems we had to fix. They bumped them with the tractors when they were cutting them and stuff, and I think that's about it. We're trying to wrap up a 1 year, you know, after 1 year, we like to revisit everything just to make sure we don't have any problems for our 1 year warranty. One runs out, we're done. But you will see them doing something. We're going to try something. I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing we do may not work. If it don't, we'll make it work.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Item D, we have a public hearing. Final plat with Banner's request, 246 North of Bold. Final plat showing the removal of lots A41 and B1 and A41 B2 from lot 4. From A41B of the Lynn J. Crucial Tract, located on Section 14, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, for Sherry Elizabeth Lopez Crucial. Non-compliant Section 19.8A5K to allow more than 500 feet distance from the edge of the street, right away to the end of the private servitude of excess. I'm going to open the public hearing. Public hearing is open.
Again, Cletus Langlois for the record. Botanic Engineering Surveyors, I'm here to represent the Ms. Pucho. All right, and it's very important we're looking at this map, because the two maps kind of look the same, but this one has to go first before the other one. And we just need to make sure it'll go that way in the record. If you remember, we came about two meetings ago and got this piece for Lisa and Mike Ware approved. And I told y'all we were coming out with another piece. They just hadn't decided on how they wanted to divide it. Well, the heirs that own the rest of the piece, they all get equal shares. So the problem we were having, the ordinance says you can't be over 500 feet from any given blacktop surface. So there's no way we could put these lots and these lots in without coming with a variance. So instead of asking for a variance for the whole thing, we split it up, we have two maps. We'll have these two lots shown on this map, and then we're gonna come from this side and split these up for the other side. Now, bad part about it, we're gonna have a variance on both of them. Now, you know, like the mayor and I talked about it, and I told him, I said, mayor, I said, there's no other way you can divide this property. If not, if you were just stuck to the ordinance and said, hey, you go 500 feet here, you go 500 feet here, you're gonna end up with one lot on each side, a big lot in the middle that you really couldn't do anything with. So, this is the best way we could come up with dividing it and try and not really loophole the law any, just come up and straight up and ask for variances. Miss Lisa and them are actually going to, they're getting ready, they're, one of their children going to build a house on this lot. I don't think anything's going to be done with these other lots right now because I think the heirs that are going to get them do not live around here. Like one of them's Clay, and I thought Clay was going to be here tonight. He lives in Lake Charles and stuff. But his mom is here, and his mom will get a half acre lot here. She's going to sell this house and move into the lot here. So we're asking for the variance for the 500 foot street length on this one, and it'll be these two lots that we're asking for approval.
The purpose of can I talk?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of the 500 foot limit for fire protection, is that generally why?
That's generally what I've been told. Firemen used to say if they came and park here, they could stretch about 500 foot of hose and get out here and, you know, case this road. Let's say that, you know, I mean, they don't want to put a limestone road in here, but they're not really required to by ordinance. They can just have a certainty. But let's say they didn't, then they could park the truck at the end here and they could stretch about 500 foot of hose. That was the gist of it.
Yes, sir.
Now, I would argue that now some firemen can't even go as much as 800, but they don't, you know. I think the ordinance is going to stay at 5.
Otherwise, you'd have to put a regulation road going down the front of the property.
Correct.
And they don't have enough width for the road.
Right. You don't have enough width for the road. By the time you do that, you take up the you know, the lot's way would be almost buildable, because by the time you did the width and the setback, it'd be kind of. So.
That's on Bold?
Ma'am?
That's the Bold.
No, ma'am. This is actually, is it Richard? This is Richard
Street.
Right here? Yes, ma'am. And the Bold is here.
Okay, all right. How are they accessing that property, Steve?
Which one?
Those lots?
These?
Yes.
They're going to come down Richard and then come down here?
Yes.
I even have a driveway right here right now. So they're just going to extend that out all the way to.
That's okay. They're going to be connected to city sewer?
Yes, ma'am, it has to be.
So that means the big lot, Travassus's lot, going to be connected to city sewer also?
This one?
Yeah, he's more dead.
Yeah, I'm not connected.
You had opportunity to.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You want to be?
So they're going to access.
They have enough square footage where they're over 22,500 square feet each lot. So they, if the city would let them put more dads, then it's fine. They can put them.
No, they don't put them.
That's what I'm saying. They have enough, but they'll have to, they'll have to tie that sewer.
Yeah, they can't do more dads. That was a vengeance on this other lot. That's why they have to have more dads.
Mike and Lisa have a house in it?
Yes, ma'am, right there.
Right there.
Right here.
My son lives on the same street, that's okay.
Yeah.
I live in the house, like, all the way.
Yeah.
All the way to Rio?
Yeah. He lives right up in the front.
I'm in the circle.
Well, no.
That's me.
Well, they said.
I forgot the last time you were next door.
Cletus.
Yes, ma'am.
We were told, Lisa said that in the last meeting, that they signed an agreement, Sherry signed an agreement, that they would be connected to city sewer.
I'm sure they did.
Has that been presented?
I'll take it out, I guess I'll report an application or whatever. Yes, ma'am. I mean, if you live on here too, I think we have a sewer note on here too. All right, mine is.
Where's the sewer?
Hold on a second, let me get my bigger copy of that. You know, mine's getting old, Mr.
That's the one you met on the last time.
Right.
You should have a sewer note in here somewhere.
No.
No question, shall formalize method of sewage disposal except connection to an approved sanitary sewer system until the method of sewage treatment and disposal have been approved by the health unit or wet type of sanitation or town.
Okay, that's their lots. But what about the one that they may put a modad on the end?
On lot, who are you talking about?
On not, that's on their lots at that point. But I'm talking about that big lot on, right there.
Well, I don't know, I guess you got that exempt. That's not one of our, you talking about Mr. Travassus' lot?
Yeah.
That's not one of our.
They're going over, they're going to connect to city, but they made them put a modad when that vengeance thing was going on years ago. Now.
Wait a minute, what's vengeance?
Lisa said that they signed an agreement, Sherry signed an agreement, where they could actually, Travassus could actually connect to city sewer. I haven't seen the agreement. Nobody told me about it, it was presented.
That's beyond me.
But it's a question I need you to ask them.
Okay. I'm asking. Yes. I'm sure if Lisa said it, I mean, they've been pretty honest also before, I would think so. I don't know.
Lisa might have told me that I've not seen it before.
Okay.
You
put it to like this. Whatever sewer they come to, they come down here and tie in this public right away. Once it into this public right away, you can tie it all you want.
No, I was already connected, thank you. I had to disconnect.
He had to disconnect.
From?
The vengeance, yes.
From
this? From city
sewer.
From city sewer.
All right, I'm out of the loop, so I guess after the meeting, you can bring me into the loop, and I'll track down whatever you need me to track down.
It needs to be brought up because they made them disconnect from city sewer, put a modad in, and now they're going to be connected to city sewer. So, same crucial property.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying the people who own this property right here made
correct
to drive.
Great.
Where do you pop patch right here?
Yes, sir.
That's probably right way. I'm no lawyer. I'm no Tom Acosta.
That would be that a judge.
Yeah, I'm no Tom Acosta, but yeah, I'll get whatever you need from. I mean, that shouldn't be a problem.
You're about 80 foot over Harvard, 500. You can run by 80-foot hose for a fire.
You got to have to do that. 84-foot hose with a special connection.
What about fire height?
I was looking for a fire height.
There's one down here. We talked about that also, about them maybe even, they may come a time at the time of apartment for this, and they may have to stretch fire down there.
So where is that one now?
I think it's right. It's down somewhere on this road right here. We talked to the fire chief about it. Turning them. Kurt said that once they apply for building permits, he's gonna run a new water line. Y'all a small line back there, two inch? Kurt said he'll come back and run an eight back there and drop a fire hydrant at the end of it. I got that one from, he chalked it out to me. See, I went over and pulled a string with Kurt. And hey, you know, you talk about getting things right, and I made you put that in writing, because I said, you know what, you're not gonna be here, you're not here but 2 days out of the week anyway.
Where is he gonna put the fire hydrant?
He'll have to put it somewhere down at the end of the street down here. You know, he'll have to get it where, it'll probably end up being on, he's got to find a place out of Sonic. Wait, maybe you can drop it off, it's, you know, talk to somebody about drop, might be about dropping it in their front yard or something. But he wants to run that line, because he said that if one more house wouldn't be a problem, but if you get four more back there on a 2-inch line, you know, you're still losing volume. And I gotta give it to them. The utility department's really, really good about trying to help out, and, you know, and if they can upgrade a line and they can do it, it won't cost a whole bunch of money, they'll do it.
Any other comment from the public?
So are we talking about running that access through the back for these two lines?
No, it's only going to come here. You won't have access to LeBeau from these lots.
That's the next line.
And it's going to be up here, so they don't connect. And we kind of, we were talking about that. We kind of did that on purpose, because you don't want to make a through street, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Say that again?
And you don't want to make a through street. You know, if you came here and my brother's got connected this, and somebody can go and reach on street, you can go all the way out, you know? This way, you can only access these two lots, and come in on access these two lots. It won't be a through street.
The barriers in the right of way go all the way to this lot.
Yeah.
And on the top, when we get to the next item, it's going to be coming from the bowl to this part.
Yeah, here.
But the right of way will be on the north, on one of the south, not off of the other. Any other comments from the public? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. Any questions from the commission? Or motion?
Should we talk about the variance?
That's what we.
That's what we're supposed to be.
We got to have a bath before we get okay to subdivision. What we recommend to the council? It's a 93.75 foot variance request.
And it's
going to be 93. Right, it's going to be short. The 500 feet would be somewhere up in here.
And see, originally we were talking about that. Originally we were talking about we would just come to 500 feet and stop in the lot, since it made it in the lot. Well, your ordinance said you have to extend it all the way across. Maybe we talked about that when we did this. We kind of stopped that, no, we're going to do this, you know, so it's kind of that route. So we talked even about stopping it here, but then Joey said, well, look, just do it and ask for the variance, because you cannot divide these lots any other way. I mean, there's no other way you're going to get this property and this property divided unless you got to have a variance, you know.
And you said you already talked to the fire chief?
We talked to him a long time ago when Mike and first approached us. We talked to him about it, and he agreed with the same thing. He said, because he said his line is too small. He said his line is too small to put a fire hydrant on. So that's when I went to Turf. I said, look, Mike didn't want to do this back there. You know, what are we talking about? He said, because he said, if they build one more house back there, I can justify throwing an 8-inch back there. You know, and he said that the fire department, sometimes the fire department put up the money for a fire, and they don't, they may have to end up putting it when they, you know, they may have to split it amongst themselves. We've already discussed that with them, and it will hold the building permit. Turf will not let them get a building permit if they need to put a fire hydrant.
Okay, well, that's good.
Do they consider extending this easement all the way?
This one?
Two separate easements?
This one?
Just make that one 800 feet or whatever.
We did. And you know, we even talked about that with the mayor. So if we're going to ask for a variance, why don't we put it? He said he thought it'd be a lot easier for to ask for a 90-foot variance here, and then the variance on this side is going to be
Is that 244?
Yeah, so he was saying he'd rather split them up than have, you know, one big, the mayor. We had to meet the mayor, but my ordinance had to meet with actually the building official, I thought. So we met with the building official, and he recommended us do this.
The second question, It just seems to me if we make the variance contingent on Harris running a 6-inch line from the fire hydrant in that corner, from the fire department standpoint, it would seem to make sense that they got one entrance to go in, they got fire hydrant, the fire protection, rather than, you know, the house is here and it's burning, there's a danger in that house, they gotta have a fire truck coming that way and a fire truck coming that way.
Both ways, both ways.
It just seems to me to be simpler if you just have one easement and make the variance contingent on Harris put the fire hydrant down. And then you got all the...
You talking about downhill with fire? Or downhill?
Well, down at the end.
Then you're too far to eat.
You probably have to put it up in here somewhere. Cause it, you'd be...
Yeah.
But this would be a homeowner responsibility to put one down here.
This whole distance right here is 870.
And that's too far.
Patricia said our ordinance say that only so many lots...
A variance is a variance.
Can be on that.
And all this decision, it'll be 500 feet.
Yeah, we got two, we got...
Yeah, just seems like you gotta do what makes the most sense if you're gonna vary. I mean, I understand people wanna subdivide the property and that, you know, you don't wanna do anything again to that. I mean, hell, you're approving 700 foot easement and you're approving 600 foot easement.
The almost same thing comes from one.
Yeah, you're on 800 for the fire hydrant, you got your basis covered. I just don't know if they wanna come to their house.
No, originally they wanted to just go one way, you know,
They did the original?
Yes, ma'am. And matter of fact, originally it's like we had presented it with all the lots in it with one. And then that's, you know, and the mayor said, well, you know, we're getting too far away from the ordinance. So, I mean, I'm open. You know, like I said, we came in, we discussed it with the building official, which is the mayor, and this is what we came up with. But, I mean, you're planning, so.
So if we do it the two part, the north and the south, does that affect where the front of the house is?
Well, obviously we discussed that too. If you come here, these houses are gonna face this way and these houses are gonna face that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we discussed that also. But, and, you know, they like I said, I think the only one that's gonna, is actually looking at that building is when you look at this net, this is gonna be a half acre lot that's gonna go. And Miss Lynette's gonna just move.
Well, right. Lynette's already facing that way also.
This way? Yeah, because that hurts his ass. So she's gonna sell this one and she's gonna build it.
So she's gonna be coming down the same drive where she comes down.
Come down there. Right. She's just gonna be a half acre back from where she's at now.
So she faces north?
She comes from the bowl. Yes, she comes from the bowl.
Yes, she comes
from the bowl. They're not showing, they got two houses.
That's what I'm going to say, they must have another house.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, because I'm thinking.
Yeah, we just were showing that this for record, but we have enough room to see that break line together.
Okay.
I'm open to whatever, you're a dollar planning commission, so whatever y'all decide, I'm fine.
Well, the next question is about, it really pertains to the other drawing. If you get into the same question, what do they do about fire protection for that first lot of the...
I think there's a hydrant on the road.
I wonder exactly how tall.
I think it's right in the front. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's right at the front. It's like... It's fine on me, but I think it's just right to the north where she entered right there.
Street.
Trying to think who that guy is that owns that piece of property right there.
Larry Thibodeau?
Yeah, I think it was him or Landers, one of them.
Or Tom
Ray. The Ray.
Tom Ray. That's the nigga that owns the back part. Please.
Yeah.
She's
with the board. Todd is on both sides.
Yeah, it's excellent.
What was the address for that? What, 246 Walker Road?
Well, Lynette's is 280 Walker Road.
Oh, it is?
What's Miss Sherry's?
Oh, Miss Sherry's is 246.
Sherry must be 246.
Get up. Let's see.
Yeah, hers is, you're right, 246 Walker Road is Miss Sherry's.
Okay.
That's the right of way right there.
This is LeBeau's right here. And then they got this house, and then this house, and then this house, and then this is the lot that y'all gonna be.
So both of those houses behind Miss Sherry's face that.
Face that way.
Right of way.
Correct.
Extend that sort of to down here, you know. That makes a little sense.
It does.
See, that's the second part. And they're already facing north.
Yeah.
Even though it looks crazy when you think about it.
The limit on the subdivision is 5 lots. About 41 street.
Yeah.
And that includes the one.
Including the one.
Including the one, that's right.
So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, the limit is 4.
Four.
So that's a variance.
No, that's from different from the edge of the street right away to the end of the private servitude.
Right.
Of access shall be no more than 500 feet, but in no case shall contain more than 4 residential lots, including the lot running on the street.
That's right.
Right, so we that's out of the.
That's not, it's not requested that variance.
That's why it's being asked that way. That's why it's being requested.
The second one's gonna be a problem.
Yeah. So I guess there's no.
You're not supposed to have, when I made on that one?
They would have to ask for a variance for more lots than 4, plus longer.
But the ones on the boat got to do 2 variances.
Exactly.
Way long on the 500 foot and 1 extra lot.
Yes.
Well, let's concentrate on the first one.
Okay.
And any more questions from the commission?
Can we approve the variance contingent on the?
We can make a recommendation to the council. That's right.
They increase the line size, water line size for the fire.
Correct.
Yeah. You could also request a letter from the fire department if you wanted to, that they can service the lots.
Mm-hmm. If they're not right.
Either or?
That would be my motion.
That's his motion, the deputy fire department and the West Baton Rouge Parish water system, see if they can extend the 8 inches to the end.
Okay, the 500 is in front of, it's across the street, one lot to the south.
Point off of the boat, what he's looking at. Must be around Bob Bajern's old house on Person Lane.
That's 1,000 feet from that lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, the fire department may have better service now, because when we put that section 19.8 in, it was, what, several years ago, huh, Joanne? Mm-hmm.
At least 7 years.
So.
But you said he said he's already talked to the fire.
There, well, he said he talked a long time ago.
Well, that's across the street down there by the.
One house south of the house that fronts off the front of that.
When you talked to the fire department, that was several years ago.
About a year ago. I guess we started this about a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Because
we talked to him about it and said that, you know, and he had some concerns, you know, so we get a pumper truck back there, you know, and said we could stretch off of West Main, and then you get a pumper truck and then pump through, but. You know, he said, of course, it'd be nice to have a fire back there. So, I mean, go talk to Turf. So I want to talk to Turf, and I guess y'all need to ball it over on that. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's the motion on the table.
That would, but you talked to Turf about one
on Reshore. You didn't talk to him about one on LeBeau, did you?
Well, I guess theoretically, if he's going to come and put one here, he'll cover these lots. I guess we'll have to discuss about what's going to go on over here. But this 5 foot from LeBeau Street to here is almost 500 feet. It's 480 feet, roughly. And her lot will be 110 feet deep. So she'll be about 580 feet from LeBeau.
But I would guess that there's an 8-inch line or a 6-inch line already in place.
On the boat, I would say it's probably, I think it's a 10, I'm not mistaken.
Subdivisions. So that wouldn't be, they wouldn't have to run new ones.
Be about $3,000 to drop a 500 in. That's probably what it costs you.
But I'm assuming that if they would go for a permit on the second part.
I'm going to say right now, if they go to permit this house, and then there'll be this lot here, I'm pretty sure these 3 years, they're gonna, before the permit gets done, they're going to have to stretch the line.
Yeah.
They'll have to bring the line here, and they'll have to run the line up this road. Up this road to where it's at least 500 feet. Well, it's not from the lot line, it's from the front corner of the residence. So in other words, it's not like you can't say, well, she's 480 feet here, so if there was a 500 and above the boat, she makes it. No, that'll count. Because if a residence is another 50 feet, she's actually 530 feet. Mm-hmm. So they would probably have to run a 500 up in here somewhere. Maybe make them run 100 some feet, 200 feet of line or something.
Please, Don made a good point. They can put a 500 on private servitude?
If you want fire protection, yeah. Because you're going to have to give them utility. You got to give them utility right away through that. You see how the setback, we got a pretty good setback line. Probably just come in there and give them a utility right away in that setback line. Or, I mean, if you only put this, I think this is a little bit bigger. I think this is actually a 50-foot servitude of passage. So if you put like most times about 16 feet wide, 15, 16 feet wide, so you got plenty of room to put utilities.
Yeah, that's wide, right?
Yeah. And normally what they do, even if they ran the water line down along this pipe line, they'll put a joint or two up on a property line right here and put the 500 out here. Oh. You know, 500 is actually like on a T. It's not on the main line.
I have one right on my house.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of, you know, the insurance guy said not much of a difference. He said you can have it, it can be there, it can be here, the insurance will do each thing.
Yeah, I have the same thing. Okay, the motion on the table is to allow a variance and a subdivision depending on the fire department's answer and the West Baton Rouge Parish water work.
Yeah, Kenny's coming out. I got Kenny. Kenny's going to come to the office anyway. I get to talk. You got something you want to say too? You don't want to add to that?
No, should I?
All right. I mean, you don't want to add about the letter? Sure. I mean, are you trusting me?
You mean the letter for the fire department?
The letter for the sewer.
The letter for Travassus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. I'm checking on you.
Thank you, Ms. Payne.
So I think you may want to amend this motion.
You put that in there as well? Put that in. Mr. Bassett will have access to this line.
So the sewer?
City and sewer, yeah.
I don't think it'll be an issue, because once you get inside that right away, it's...
Yeah.
Well, they've got the letter prepared and signed, she said. But if you make it official, then it'll
have no problem with that.
I'd certainly like to see that MoDad go away.
Yeah.
So your motion is for...
Yeah,
sewer tie-in also.
Add the Rosa left. Let's call it that. We're going to add the Rosa left.
Rosa calls.
Okay, we got it.
Well, we do. We have a
motion by Mr. Gidry.
I'm Ms. Rosa, you know. I never fight the system, I promise you.
We vote on the motion.
Oh, Ms. Goodman.
And the subdivision. If the fire department says it's okay, and if the water main has increased to 8 inches to the end of Richard Street, and
how about this?
Vassas can tie into the sewer.
We may make that if it's a 6 existing, they may go back with a 6. I wouldn't have control over that. So you said 8, just say whatever
the main
whatever the line. Right, yeah. Because I don't know. Right, whatever's there, they may just go back with a 6 because the first like the old size was 8 something.
Increase it to a sufficient size to provide.
Right. Yeah, because I know sometimes Turk doesn't like to put an 8 on a 6, because he doesn't like the volume to grow, so.
Okay, just whatever sufficient, like.
Give me a second on this.
We got a second. Second by Ms. Payroll, we're gonna do a roll call vote.
Before you do the roll call vote, can you read, can Patricia read all that again?
Oh, seriously.
The way, I haven't written it in yet, but.
Okay, so this is how it's gonna be.
It's gonna be contingent upon a water main being put all the way down to the end of Reese George Street with a fire hydrant, and a letter from the fire department stating that that is sufficient, and also a letter for the sewer tie-in for the Travassos property.
With the variance that we were requesting and the two lots approved.
Thank you, Patricia.
She got it.
We're gonna recommend, we're gonna do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Gidry?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
I'm recusing myself.
All right, item E, public hearing on final plat with variance request 246 North of Bowling. Final plat showing the re-subdivision of the remainder of lot 841B of the Lynn J. Pusho track into lots 841B3 and 841B4, located in section 14, township 8 south, range 12 east, southeast land district, west of the Mississippi River, town of Brule, parish of West Baton Rouge, state of Louisiana. To be for Sherry Elizabeth Lopez Pusho, non-compliant section 19.88, 5K, to allow more than 500 feet distance from the edge of the street right away to the end of the private servitude access. And we'll open the public hearing. Public hearing is open.
Cleese Lang, off my name, dear sir, is. I'm here to represent Ms. Pusho. We kind of have a discussion on this one, but it is to kind of bring it back. We're now doing two lots off the north side of the property. And we're extending the servitude, which already exists, is 480 feet. We're extending it another, I think it's 270 feet or so to here. So what you're looking at is about a 260 foot variance. These are the lots we just talked about. Open the question. You need a letter for that?
You're not asking for a variance on the five lots instead of four.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, we did. There was some discussion about whether or not, like, what existed before, and that you were just extending what existed now. I had that question too. The building official told me that we were just doing two lots. I mean, but if you want to add the other variance to it and be safe, I'm good with that also.
Thank you, man. Be safe.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If you want to say that, you know, there's three lots already existing, you added two more to them, so it's five, and then we have a variance on one extra lot, plus the 200 some feet of extension of the circuit.
According to 19.8, you have to include the first three lots.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Because it says four lots, including the one fronting on the right.
That ordinance is pretty specific. It seems like it's absolute. It will not be more than four lots. Is there a reason for it? Why
the ordinance was
only four lots for allowed?
If you would know that, why the sound was full, John?
We figured about 100-125 foot per lot, times 500. We talked to the fire department on how far they could go and serve. Okay, so we came up with 500 feet and four lots.
It says about in no case shall contain more than four residential lots.
Can a variance even overrule that?
Well, that's what I'm.
That's what you asked.
Where I'm at is I don't know if this ordinance, the way it's written, I don't know if we can.
Yeah,
variance. That's what variance is for. You vary the ordinance. You vary with the ordinance and add the lot.
I guess they need to take out no case.
Well, you know, sometimes the ordinance was written, you know, they were trying to protect themselves because they didn't want everybody and his brother running up here trying to do five lots. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
We didn't want five, and you end up with 25.
Without the proper road, out of sewer, and you brought it, and fine.
So that's why the limit was put in there.
That's right.
What I do like with the new ordinance now, a lot of new, people have a new ordinance, you, some say 9, some say 19, some say 29 lots about sewer. I mean, they'll come in and say, look, I want to do, if it's 19 is the limit, I want to do 18. And then as soon as you get that design, they come out and say, well, I want to do 18 more behind that. Well, that's 36.
Right.
But see, Inverville, I'm telling you, Don, Inverville does a good thing now that they started, and I kind of, I like what they do. They make you take all the reference plots that you have, and they make you put a box up here and start a parent track and tell you how many lots have been created since the ordinance was made. So, like, we just did one for Michael Wendell, and it was a large track. It had been divided a couple of times. So we had a little box up here and said, since 2007, they had created 6 lots. You know, and that's how they keep count of them. And when they get to 15, then they gonna start talking to them about, you're gonna do some kind of sewer, you know. And I'm gonna tell you what, I'm all for a kind of public sewer or putting public sewer in. I'll guarantee you right now, 50% of the drainage issues we have are due to MODADs, to subdivisions that have MODADs draining in the ditches. It swells the ditch up, it blocks the ditch up, it's stinky, it's a mess. Everybody wants to put a culvert. Then you put a culvert that restricts the flow, and then somebody floods a house.
If they're not maintained, they're worse than a field bed.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't even understand. You gotta maintain them. You know, I've asked Heaven and them, and our guy in Point P is Carl Whittington, I've asked them to go out and inspect these things before, because after 3 years, you're supposed to put maintenance. You're supposed to dump the bugs back in them. You're supposed to clean them out. You're supposed to clean up that little filter. And people think you just plug that thing in and it runs. Now you see them unplug it, of course, burn electricity, or it goes out and they don't ever get enough.
You're right.
You know? So it's a pain in the body. I did my rant over, I'm sorry.
But when you have some of those people that install, you know, that's like at my camp, I can't get up to the turn of the comment. I want them to come service it.
Yeah,
it took 3 years for them to finally come.
Yeah.
Because you said the magic word, you want them to service it. Call them up and say, hey, I need to put a new one in.
Oh
yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, it was still good. This service is falling out. Yeah, that is a problem. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But the key word is they don't want service.
No, they just want to put it in. All right, so.
Okay, the public hearing is still open. Anybody else on the public hearing before the public hearing? We have a close to public hearing. And any comments from the commission?
Garbage has to be brought out to the public street, right?
Yes, it all has to come out to the street. It comes out, bees will come out here, and things will come out here. The garbage will not access down a service to the back.
That was a 50-foot right away on the one on this side, on the east side. You wouldn't have trouble with it. You got a 15-foot right away on the one that connects to the LeBeau?
30? Yes.
Okay. So what I was thinking about is every lot having a garbage can, each one being 36 inches wide, you know. You start lining up side by side.
Yeah.
You're going to get to a position where you're not going to have enough. 30 feet, you should be all right.
30 feet.
So he talked about the garbage truck, and that means the school buses can't go in.
School bus don't either. The child has to walk from this lot to here and catch school bus, or walk from this lot to LeBeau and catch school bus. And if it's raining, that's in the water.
This has nothing to do with this new one, but the other one. If we got lots 1, 2, 3, 4 right there that's coming up to reach George Street, that with me, that's 5, with the Costa, that's 6. With Ronald Reach Short, that's 7 trash cans right there.
Uh-huh.
Just done. And that is in a circular drive.
Trash can, y'all have automated pickup?
Huh?
Y'all have automated pickup?
Yeah.
That is something you have to work out. You know, like my neighbor and myself, I live across the street. I live on a side street, so I let her put a garbage can in my driveway so that he just backs up one time and gets on the boat. You don't have to come. He was pulling down the street, getting her backing up, turn around, backing down the street, get mine. So look, just put yours over behind. I mean, and then on my other side, my neighbors, a bunch of them just all stack them on one side of the street. On, you know, they'll put them out late at night by 10 o'clock, and put them all on one side of the street, so when he passes, he makes one pass, picks all those up, and he's done. So, I mean, I guess it's something you have to work out amongst yourself, you know, and, but you do have 50 feet there, so, I mean, even if there's four residents here, that's 50 feet, even those cans are 3 feet apart, that's 12 feet, they have plenty of room, you know, for that.
So that last lot, that's right.
But that doesn't reach the road.
Sir?
That doesn't reach the road. You realize that, right?
Right, I understand, I mean, they got to work it out, as I say, you got to work it out with the garbage guy on where you go put these cans, I mean, you know, and stuff, I don't know, what do you do in that now, pull them in and just make a circle, then big enough to make the circle?
That's exactly right, why don't we sure to put his on the right hand side of the circle? I'm right at the end of my driveway, and Richard Acosta on the left hand side.
You put yours here?
No, I can't go, it's got to be off on this side.
Yeah, well, see, they got to put that in somewhere, you know, they got to work that out with.
You understand what I'm saying, from, they won't go across the driveway.
Yeah, well, I tell you, this is the blacktop that we located.
The end's right there, right?
So they'll probably extend their driveway out to here, I don't know, what might driveway just comes off of yours, or they have their separate driveway?
They come off mine.
Well, see, I guess, so they'll have to come up in here somewhere and drop that in there?
No, because that's just a servitude for me to get across.
That's the vengeance thing.
Can you explain that vengeance thing to me?
No, that's history.
Yeah.
However, it still existed. The results existed.
Sewer line.
The results.
Sewer line is located.
Who owns that piece right there? I'm asking the bourgeois, you on the council, who owns that piece?
Who owns, the assessor must know who owns.
That's both.
That is both.
It's pretty much on the right there.
That is not. Not according to the judge. According to what I'm looking at, it is, but I have to the judge, that belonged to Mr. Lynn Bouchette.
The sharing now.
Does it share it now? And the sewer hooked up, by the way, is right where that dot is.
Where's the sewer?
Down one.
Where's the sewer?
Right there.
Right there. We're talking about.
What you talking about? Come on.
We're talking about these two, we're not talking about that.
These two right here?
This is the.
They got the old, I guess they got the tie to her sewer line here, I'm sure she got some kind of sewer here, so they got the tap in there right there.
Would you have, across that little section that you say Lynn owns to get on the street?
Yes.
Okay.
Access.
He couldn't deny access. But he could deny utilities.
But he wouldn't have, if he could have.
So those two lots have sewer access?
Yes. Yeah, she has water, and she has a two-inch water, and she has a sewer hookup. So they'll probably just extend that out. I say, I think this is the only one that's gonna get built on. Clay's gonna have this one, he lives in Lake Charles, but, I mean, he's got a big old house in Lake Charles, I don't know, he works for the land bank over there. So, but yeah, so she'll build here, she'll just tie it to the existing sewer and to the existing water.
Are we still in a public hearing?
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd close the public hearing.
You did, you were waiting.
We did, no, we had the permission to reopen it. Right, here.
Yeah.
I had to reopen it, we just rolled it.
Yep, I got some truck.
So
we're considering a variance to go past 500 feet, as well as
an extra lot.
Increase.
That isn't requested.
No, it's not.
Well, as per the building official, he didn't ask us to request that variance, but I guess
we can't make up.
Unless you amend the agenda.
We can't make up their request. Am I correct?
So that's the thing that I'm kind of hung up on.
Exactly.
I'm making a variance request for
someone else.
Citizen, and I don't think I can do that. So, and I don't know if you can or not.
What do you think?
Well, he's representing them.
Right.
So that would probably mean they have to,
you'd have to
go back and come back another month.
I mentioned that to Joy. He said he didn't think we needed it, but that's the reason we need to be a building official. And of course, he tells you that. He said, I mean, can't promise you one way or the other, but that's why we didn't put it on there, because we did count lots. We did count 1, 2, 3. This would be 4, that would be 5. And because originally we counted all.
Y'all are knowledgeable of the 5 lots.
Right.
I didn't think the commission would be knowledgeable.
No, see, now you go on, Nate, you stepping up on Ms. Rose's territory right there. I deal with the building official acting.
I know who to deal with.
You know, I
should have brought the building official here.
Well, next time I will. Next time I say I think it should be this, and you said, see. Because look, I said the same thing too. I would have rather requested one large, see, when y'all moved these two lots, we wanted to do one large track with all of them on it, with all of it, with one certainty. But he asked me to do it the way we did it.
But that would have been six lots.
I have Robert's room.
Patricia, is it too late to amend the agenda to include that?
No, I think we can't do that.
We can't.
It has to be advertised.
Because it's public, because you have to advertise.
They give you authority to speak, so I'm.
I'll advertise the public hearing.
Yeah, I'm at it as their agent.
Well, we had a public hearing based on the agenda, and now a public hearing, you can't.
You can't change something that's been publicized.
Because the public hearing, I mean, the public may violently oppose, be violently opposed to.
Yep.
Okay, well, how do you do it, Steve, if you do contingent?
Until next month, and the commission can request the reason from the building inspector or building official why the variance was not requested for an additional lot.
I'd like to request tabling this variance request. And have the mayor, whatever the title is.
Building official.
Consider the alternative to extending that easement all the way to the end of those two lots. And do variance on one subdivision, so they have one subdivision, recognizing that the lady who's gonna build a house over there may want her driveway on the other end, I don't know.
But that would make six lots.
So that would be another variance?
Six lots, five lots, to me, it's a lot neater doing it that way than it is coming in from both ends. And from a fire protection standpoint, I think it would be better.
I disagree with you.
I don't think it'd be better unless you had a fire hydrant somewhere in the middle.
Well, I think that's what, you can end up having a fire hydrant here.
Someone in the middle.
You'll end up having to put one here, which they're gonna put one somewhere along this lane or here, so it doesn't matter. When you ultimately end up with a fire hydrant here and a fire hydrant here. So whether you end up with one here, they both serve the same effect, you know?
And then if you put it in the middle, that's at the cost of the homeowners.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we table this variance request. Until the second variance can be reconsidered.
Okay, I have a motion.
I already worded that.
I'm just giving the table. We got a second? Second by Ms. Purnell. Let's do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Perron?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Cavassos?
And I think you can answer yes on this one, because I'm not.
Commissioner Gidry?
Yes.
Okay. The first one y'all did, they put a fire hydrant. The church put a fire hydrant down the lane, so down this right away. If he puts one down there, then he could access all of those.
Right, both.
Well, I think we'll probably end up being here because this is where the public ends. So if they put it in there, it's going to have to stay on public right away. I mean, they won't.
I had asked that earlier. Would he put it on private servitude?
Well, I guess what I'm saying, he'll extend. You know, he won't extend a water line down here, but he'll probably ask them to put it in that corner on that lot. You know, so it don't get hit. I mean, that's what so they won't extend the water line.
He won't put it on private servitude.
He won't extend that down that private servitude. No,
that's
sir.
What I was saying.
No.
6 inch, 8 inch line won't go down. It's a big line.
Whatever turf puts in, they got to put down there. You know, if that's a 6 at West Main and he extends a 6, then they'll just carrying on a six, but if you extend the eight, you're gonna do it.
Then they're gonna have to put another hydrant on the other side.
Well, you got two hydrants, no matter how you look at it, when you approve both maps, you're gonna approve a one here, and you're gonna approve one up in here somewhere, so that's two hydrants, they gotta put them no matter what.
Well, that second you pointed out, it's not gonna be there, it's gonna be on the.
It's gonna be on the boat.
It'll be on the boat, but that's another private charity. That's right.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, if you just asked if you do them all at one, that's what I'm saying. So if you did them all at one, you would put a 500 here, and then you go wherever the 500 feet is to put another one.
Let's see, but the home, when you subdivide like this down on a public street, the homeowners gotta run their service to the public right away, which is on Resource Street on this.
So they would have to put a 6-inch line, or all the way up to that hydrant, and then that's a very expensive.
Yeah.
Well,
you're looking at about $3,000 for a hydrant and roughly about $10 a foot per.
And just one homeowner pays for it?
No.
They'll split it.
The subdivision pays for it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business? Remarks or personal privilege? Ms. Rowland?
No. She already remarked.
She already remarked.
You gonna change that to Rowland remarks?
No announcements? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Ms. Purnell? Purnell's motion to adjourn, second?
Second.
Mr. Cabasis, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
All in favor? Ayes have it.
It's a long meeting.
Yeah, I think we have one.
Hey, look. Oh, well, we have the other survey we're talking about now.
All in favor?